were there with like your friends. Like your friends came.
Ew. Yeah. Did you invite them?
Yeah, he did.
You piece of shit.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of
Good Enough.
This is episode 25, and it's an extra special, extra, extra special 25th episode because it's my birthday tomorrow.
And it's your 25th
and
birthday.
And I'm turning 25.
No.
There's no way. Did it stop recording? Okay, Sinatra.
I just watched it happen.
Sinatra decided to rub his body up against our cheap ass ring light.
Oh man! Said this looks like all right. A good
post. We're back. Holy hell! I don't even know if I'll cut that. Maybe I'll just leave that.
No, that was funny.
Yeah. So what I was saying before Sinatra so rudely interrupted me.
Yeah, he's telling you he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. He's like, you're old bitch. Pushed it over. Yeah.
25.
You know what's funnier than 24?
The classic.
Dude, I know. I told Tana, I was like, please give me a cake with that on it.
I know. I've seen that cake so many times where it's
oh my gosh, should we bake a cake tomorrow? I'll bake a cake.
Okay. Like, that's like okay, up
me,
your
I'm
alley.
I meant me.
Is it getting McKinsey in it? It looks like it's...
Yes.
Okay. Are you sure? Because I feel like I need to be like...
I'll double check.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody. Am I cropped?
She is a part of it. I would put all of her in it.
Yep. There we go.
There we go. That looks better.
Cool.
As we know, folks, you don't tune in for perfect.
No. We say it every episode because we fly off the seat of our asses. What's that saying?
Fly off the seat of our pants.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I knew it. But anyways, what did you guys get me for my birthday?
Oh my God.
Actually.
You don't even know.
You have no idea, but it's about to be the greatest gift.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm just trying to figure out what you guys could possibly afford.
Right, which is not a lot.
We broke into his house.
Yup. So, rack your brain.
Okay.
What do you think? Guess. Because he'll never guess
it. No, he won't guess it.
I don't know. Fucking... couple of dum-dums from Walmart or something. Like,
that's basically how much
it
costs.
When we went to Walmart the other day, we were looking in the candy aisle. They didn't have a single, they had no candy. Not even dum-dums.
I know.
They didn't even have dum-dums.
Back to school, man.
Like, I guess you need candy for back
Halloween.
To school.
Like, what the fuck?
I feel like I remember that, like, bringing stuff for, like, your
maybe
teacher.
Maybe like a,
and, like,
oh, yeah,
oh, you're saying
yeah,
they
yeah,
had
yeah.
candy, but there was none left.
Like, the whole aisle was, like, empty. It was so weird.
Okay.
Back to school, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to guess where you got me. That takes
no,
all the
you
fun
never
out of it.
Would. You never would guess it.
I would never guess it?
No.
So it must not be something I want then.
Oh, no. It's something you want.
I think you want this.
I can't wait
till
next week.
Well, now I know
week. What it is. Oh, what?
Did you get like lingerie or something?
No.
No, I didn't. I swear.
You said, oh, you want this.
It's her. She's your present.
Oh, wow. So awesome.
That's so rude. My father watches this.
My father doesn't.
Oh my God.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
No, honestly, a good joke. Good joke. He's Bobby Lee, man. He just.
I'm like,
Daddy, why you
allowed
die?
To laugh?
Oh, if you can't get through things with humor, then.
It's the only way we get through things. That's
yeah.
Me, I'm sure.
And that's our coping mechanism, okay?
I know, because, yeah, the other day we were. Like, me and Tana just randomly went down a rabbit hole talking about Nash.
Oh, my God. You came over with
I walked in the room, and you guys were just laying in bed, like, with the lights off, like, just silent in there.
Not
and I was
under
like,
the covers, just laying on top of the covers.
I was
just, like
what's
quietly
going
weeping.
We love you, Harley.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's so awkward. She's the most awkward dog.
She stresses me out, dude.
I know, man. Like, I just feel like at any moment she's just going to drop a Duke right in the middle of the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay, so his birthday, Tana, say the 25 things you love about him.
Yeah, you can start with you. 25, rattle them off. Should be easy, right?
It's going to be rapid fire. You know what
I'm saying? I'm kidding. I wouldn't ask you to do that. I'll make you do it on stage tonight.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's a better idea.
I'm hoping that tonight, when I say that it's your birthday, that people are like, "Let's tip them."
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, and what you have a gig tonight, Friday and Saturday. You can say it at all three.
I know.
Yeah, it's my birthday week, son.
Tonight's his birthday.
Yeah, my mom usually likes to take a whole month for her birthday, which is this month, actually.
What day is hers?
Hers is the 29th. So shout out to Jenny also, because it's also her birthday.
Yeah, because my brother's is the 23rd, and then my mom's is the 27th. And your mom's the 29th. Okay, we're all August babies.
Whoop, whoop.
Gang, gang. What are we?
Mackenzie would know that.
Astrology.
Oh, you're a Leo.
Okay.
You're a Sagittarius.
What does that say about me?
Leos are like the...
Bitches. Just kidding. I have no idea.
I don't have any Leo in me, so I don't know. I didn't look it up. But I know it's like... And you're the lion, so it's like... And like sunshine and like the... which is funny.
That's my nickname.
It's like...
Back in the day.
It's an aggressive one because you're a fire sign. But what's funny is we're all three fire signs. And so like we're
Does
like the most
compatible?
Hot-headed. Like, well, you two are
very
compatible.
Yeah, we're very compatible. That's the only thing I do know, because when I would hang out with Nico's friends.
Who are you?
Sagittarius.
Okay.
Yeah, so when I hung out with his friends, they asked like what you were. And they were like, oh my God, you guys are like mentally.
For some reason, those two signs like go really well together.
Yeah.
But it's funny that we're all fire signs because technically we're like the most hot-headed, like aggressive... Like
we all
types
have our
of people, yeah, but we all work very well together. So it's very
that is
interesting.
Weird. Huh.
Just stuff I care about.
The more you know. Yeah. It's great.
No, but for your birthday, it's so funny. You're just going golfing all day long.
All goddamn day. And it's gonna be great.
Yeah,
so we're gonna wake up tomorrow. It's annoying because we're moving out of this apartment soon. So
you'll hear more about it later.
Yeah, you'll hear more about where we're going and what's up. But we have like a preliminary move out inspection. So we have to be here
anytime
between 9:30 and 11:30, which is shit.
We found out yesterday they were coming to inspect our apartment. Yeah. We're like, what? I mean, we're not ready for people to see.
Yeah.
We only show you guys this corner of our apartment.
Exactly.
I just changed this sign, which has for the longest time been a quote from my friend Peyton that said, fuck, dude, I need to have sex. And so like if they walked in and saw that, they'd be like, yeah, I'm glad these fucking psychos are leaving.
We thought about changing the sign to like, don't look at our carpets, or we're really good tenants.
Like,
we love Winchase. Yeah. We don't live at Winchase apartments, though.
Don't follow us.
We might or we might not. I don't know.
Just came up with that name off the dome.
Yeah. Improv over here.
It's just how good we are.
One of our 14 subscribers is going to fucking hunt us down. We already have
all our friends.
I know, it's all our friends. They know where we live.
Yeah.
All the people that watch our videos have
Speaking
been to
of,
this apartment.
Why are none of you subscribing to us?
Huh? Yeah.
Huh?
Let's just take
I would like to know.
A 3-second pause to make sure you go slam the subscribe and smash the like. Thank you. Thank you.
Love you. I feel like you guys didn't do it, but...
You didn't. You definitely didn't. But,
but you should.
But
yeah, anyway, you're playing...
So yeah, plans for the B-Day. So waking up kind of early so we can get back home in time to be here for the stupid... inspection or whatever, because I don't know why, I just feel weird about maintenance people being in my apartment when I'm not here.
It's definitely weird.
You know,
well, it makes me uncomfortable that we have two cats and one, mine, has been slightly trying to make a run for the door, and I'm like, don't let my fucking cat out or I'll kill you.
Dude, I know. Lately, Steve has been doing that
like so much. She darts towards the door.
Yeah, like I'll open the door and then just not even know she's there, and she'll like run between my legs and I have to snatch her. It's your fault. It's because you took her on a couple walks.
I took her on like two
so
walks.
So she's like curious.
She's like, I want to be out there.
I swear, if she becomes an outdoor cat, I'll scream.
No, not happening.
Not happening.
Sorry, Steve.
Do you know how many birds she would kill? Day one? Like 20. She'd be
she's
a serial bird
one.
Killer.
Her birthday was also
yesterday.
That's actually
was that
crazy.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
It was the 9th.
Yeah, so
today's
the 11th.
2 days ago.
So 2 days ago, which I like randomly remembered yesterday that her birthday was 2 days ago.
Oh, that's because
she was microchipped when I got her, so I had like the ability to see all of her information.
Yeah.
And I remember it saying August 9th of 2020 was when she was born. Mm-hmm. We didn't even throw her a fucking birthday party.
That's so rude.
It makes sense that me and Steve are so compatible because we're both Leos.
You're both Leos.
That's actually
We just like vibe on a different fucking wavelength, dude. And it's just like you guys can't understand even if you tried.
Oh, man. Man, we got to figure out Harley. Do we know Harley's exact birthday?
I bet I could figure that out because
she's also microchipped.
Yeah, we have her papers and stuff.
So if you have her papers, yeah, you could totally see
it. I'm sure it says the
actual
birthday.
And then Sinatra? So we got him off Craigslist. But you got him in November and he was how many weeks old?
They said he was six weeks, but he was literally maybe a month old.
In the palm of my hand.
Like so maybe more like 4 weeks and they were literally we're getting rid of him.
Yeah.
I literally don't even know if he was fresh out.
He was
still trying to like suck on our fingers and hands.
Like didn't even nurse.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were just getting rid of these kittens. Yeah.
And we paid $20 for him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not passing judgment, but it's like
Definitely in November. Yeah. I would say he's definitely in November.
He had one of those doors that had like the wrought iron door in front of the door. You know what I mean? It was that kind of neighborhood.
Keep it extra safe.
Like, Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And the whole time I was texting him, he like sounded like he needed the money like really quick. He was like, "There's a guy on his way to get like the last one, bro. You better hurry." And then like we get over there, and I hear just meow 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 like in the background. I'm like, "There's 30 other cats in there, man."
Yeah,
you're selling these all at $20 a pop.
No, yeah,
but yeah, we held him for 2 seconds. We knew we were taking him, so it was fine. It was a great
deal. We have no idea how old he is, but somewhere in November, most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was how many years ago?
Three.
Was it 3 years ago?
Yeah, he's probably he's three.
So he's about three.
Would he be about four now?
Oh yeah,
he'll be turning four this November.
Damn, he old.
That old fuck.
He's the alpha of the household. We established that.
Yeah, Harley's scared of him. Him and Harley play. Harley, she's definitely scared. The ears go back. The tail falls a little.
I know.
The amount of times Sinatra's literally attacked Harley, and Harley's just like. Just hear it come out of nowhere. I'll run out of the bedroom and be like, "Hey, hey!" Oh, sorry, Harley.
But anyway, we keep getting off track. Back to what I'm doing for
my
birthday.
We do.
Yeah, so after we wait here for the inspection, we get that done. Me and Tanner are probably going to go to the House of Waffles.
Dude.
For brekkie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's fine.
You may be back in time for that.
Oh,
yeah,
because I'm going golfing in the morning because I'm a golfer.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah. What time are you guys playing?
I'm playing my tee time's at 10:10.
Okay, yeah. So we'll be here probably till 11:30. So you might be done by then. But yeah, if you want to meet us, you're welcome, I guess.
It's like the way you said
it. It's your day. If you don't want to see me, anyway. I get it.
So yeah, we're going to go slam some waffles and then, hey. No underage drinking in this house. But yeah, and then after that, your boys got a 1:30 tee time with Peyton, Keaton, and Walker. We're going to go play 18 holes. And then
cool, another thing without me. Keep going.
Yep. And then after that, we're going to come back and we got a bay at Topgolf tomorrow night.
Also without me.
Yeah. Yeah, also without you.
Tucker literally doesn't want to see me tomorrow.
Said,
That's his birthday wish.
Yeah.
He said, from my birthday, I decide
it's like
you're
I
not
spend
going to
way too much time with this motherfucker. We are not compatible as far as our astrology signs go. So I just need to distance myself because if it's going to be my day, then it needs to be my day. You know what I'm saying? I need the vibes to be right. But yeah, no. Day full of golf because I'm turning into an old man. I'm 25. Like, I'm already feeling like I'm 40 or 50. I'm like, I just want to go golf all day.
When he's by himself, all he does is watch golf.
Dude, I've been such a nerd. I've been watching, some people might know, like, Good videos. Like, all those guys. They're, like, about my age, but they're so much better than me. And I'm thinking that, like, if I watch enough of them, just secondhand, I'll take in some knowledge.
You know how else you can learn some stuff? From me.
From you, yeah. You know what? She's actually the one who's been taking golf lessons.
I have taken two lessons now, and I'm taking them every week, and I'm going to be a fucking professional golfer. So I can't
Suck
wait to be
that.
Better than you.
I need Tana to go.
When she came back from like her first lesson, she's like, I'm going to be so much better at golfing than Tucker.
Because Tucker's good at everything, and it makes me so mad. It's embarrassing to go to Topgolf, bowling, play tennis, play pool, to do any of that because I suck at all of it.
Dude, same. It's so rude.
You're good at things. You just are naturally good at the things. And then I'm like, I'm horrible.
No, yeah, Tana's like sneaky athletic.
Yeah.
She like never played sports in high school or middle school or anything, right? Like you've never
been. No, like you did cheer one time. Yeah. And you took lessons for tennis one time.
And then I played soccer for about 3 years.
Yeah, like you didn't.
And then I did gymnastics for when I was
You
a
did
kid.
Like spurts of things. Yeah, but I was naturally athletic.
As like a child, oh, okay. not like.
But like yeah. into the older years. Oh, okay. You're just naturally athletic like that. And you pick things up and I'm like, okay.
Thank you guys.
I have to take 13 lessons to be good. Literally 13.
Yeah, exactly. And then after that, I don't need any more. And then I got it.
Pro. So that way when you guys are big and famous, me and Tucker will go play golf with the big execs.
Yeah, that's no, right. That's what we talked about the other day. I was like, I feel like that's a tool in my arsenal that might serve me well someday. So I'm a good golfer if I have like the what do you, reputation as being a great golfer.
Right.
Yeah. Then yeah, that's where you close
or
the deals, dude.
You know how to not embarrass yourself out there. Like
exactly.
When you go
yeah,
do
I'm not
those
great,
things.
But yeah, I know how to, I mean, I can shoot under 100, which is not
Hell
good.
Yeah. I learned a fun fact. How many blades of grass does
way too
listen
small.
How many mm-hmm. oh, I'm so sorry how many blades of grass does a golf ball roll over when you're putting when it's 3 feet? How many blades of grass?
The
I learned the number. It was my fun fact at the end of my lesson yesterday.
576.
Okay,
I said 1 million.
It's 5,000.
5,000.
5,000 blades
hell.
Of grass go. It rolls over in a putting green in 3 feet.
Oh my god,
that's cool information, but not information that
that's great.
I care to
let's
learn.
Just think about, let's think about one blade
no,
of grass.
No,
okay?
No, no.
Let's just think
not,
about like
let's not.
We've talked about this, right, Tana?
Yes,
small
we
thing.
Did.
Small
yeah, thing.
Yeah. Go back and refer to one of our old podcasts for that. Tana's big small thing. And if good. There's any like future people that watch the show, like psychologists, something, maybe we can figure
Please
out what that
me
means.
Please let me know.
Yeah.
What's up?
Is that OCD? Is that like...
Childhood trauma? What is
I don't,
it?
What is
I
it?
It feels
yeah.
like an OCD type of thing.
Yeah,
one day,
it's very
one day,
specific, very weird.
It is
weird.
So specific.
Like, one day I'm going to come home with one of those little tiny baby microphones and we're going to give that to you to use instead of this big mic.
Yeah, and we're going to hold this one right next to it.
And then we're going to see the trauma unfold.
It's so weird because it's more like... Like thin things. Like
that's like a piece of hair in a
yeah.
random spot.
Because, yeah, like if I pulled out a piece things. Of my hair and I started doing like
don't,
this.
I don't even yeah. like, it's so crazy. That motion freaks me out. Let's not.
Dude, then your backup plan cannot be a hairdresser.
No,
I was thinking more like makeup artist or like
oh,
something
okay,
like
makeup
that.
You could yeah. do. Yeah, but hair, like,
nope.
I used to find little tiny hairs.
No, I'm good.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those
my
are
brain
the
hurts,
plans.
So where were we?
Just, I don't know. Why don't you guys hype me up some more? Why don't you tell me some more cool things about myself? I'm just kidding. Don't.
No, Tucker, we love you.
I always wonder this. I'm like, when is your birthday stop? Like, because you know when you get older, like people stop wanting to even celebrate their birthday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I feel like after this year, it's probably going to start happening. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck anymore.
But
I'm
then
like,
it, like,
after 25, like...
No, but, like, you're still
like
gonna...
30, 40, 50.
Yeah, then I'll look forward to... Yeah, like, 30 will be the next big one.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
cry all night long.
I know, I swear.
So?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm going to be like Rachel off Friends and just, like, have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
No, I feel like... I've always been excited for my 30s.
Like people do say that like 30s and 40s are like the best years of your life.
Because you're smarter than you were or yeah, you're smarter and slightly more established than you were in your 20s, but you're still young enough and excited to like go do a bunch of things.
And just like more, you know who you are.
Yeah,
like you're not afraid to be who you are.
Yeah. So
at
I've
that
always
age, truly.
I've always thought that 30s would be a fun age.
I guess that's true. But I guess it's just, 40, I don't know.
40's where I'm going to crack.
Yeah.
And
that's
be like,
the edge.
Somebody just end
one.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'll never be 40.
No.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Not going
to
happen.
Not happening to us.
I'll be 39 for 10 years. And then I'll be 50 because I feel like 50-year-olds are cool. It's like, that's a cool
right,
year.
That is like a cool
like,
age.
I'm a half
like...
a century. Fuck the 40s.
Yeah. I feel
wow.
like 50s. Are cooler than the 40s. That's
yeah.
sure. That's for sure.
So what is it? You're about to be a quarter?
Quarter century, dude. Yep. You don't know what I've seen, dude. You know what I've been through.
It's so weird because I always think that him and I are the same age, but then when like we're always, for a few months, we're like 2 years difference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you're
like,
December of 97.
Yeah.
Correct? And I'm August of 96. So a year and 4 months. Right.
Right. So tomorrow you'll be 25 and you'll still be 23.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
at the same time,
months.
it'll sound
yeah.
like you're 2 years apart, but
yeah.
you're still only about a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just feels weird for those 4 months. I'm like,
yeah. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, we're still young enough to where you, like, in your head, you're like, okay, if I was like a senior, you'd be like a whatever. Like, you think about it like class wise.
Oh, yeah. Because
I remember, like, yeah, I remember when I was in ninth grade, I was dating an eighth grader, and that was just blasphemy.
Oh, you perv?
Yeah, exactly. It was like, yeah, I'm a freshman in high school, and she was still in middle school, so it was just like,
oh no,
oh dude, that's so gross.
Tucker's canceled.
Yeah, yeah. Canceled.
Cancel him, everybody. Yeah. Birthday 15, canceled. Yeah.
Let's cancel Tucker for his birthday. Yeah.
15 dating a 14-year-old. Fucking, that was just the weirdest gap.
Well, when you gave me my first kiss, I was 13 and you were 15.
Peter.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a pedophile. I'm 15. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that a fun fact though?
Yeah, I don't know if people know that yeah. Tucker gave me my first kiss.
I knew. Oh.
No, I know that, okay, you knew, yeah, that. But yeah, like
you don't have to tell me. Forgot the only one to the camera. Yeah.
This guy's watching.
But yeah, that's so wild that Tucker was my first kiss, yeah, in eighth grade.
Yeah,
I was 13, and
we tell that story.
I don't really want to put myself on blast this episode.
Why?
I'll tell it. So we're watching. Do you remember what movie we saw?
No, are you kidding? I was just worried about you holding my hand the whole time.
Anyway, so the movie ends, and we kind of sit there and like watch the credits for a while.
But we were there with like your friends. Like your friends came.
Ew! Yeah. Did you invite them?
Yeah, he did.
You piece of shit.
He literally was a douchebag back in the day. We know this. Not to roast
you. It's my birthday.
You're right.
Sorry.
Jesus,
just remember
Christ.
How good looking he was.
Oh, that's all I cared about.
I'm sorry. You're still good looking.
It's like now he's old. Now he's old and gray. He's 25. But yeah, so movie ends. We kind of sit there and watch the credits, just pandering a little bit, just trying to let people file out. Because I knew what I was going to do.
Yeah, because like, you grabbed my hand during the movie, and I was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Was it so sweaty?
Dude, yeah. For sure. Mine was.
I was going to say, mine would have been. Yes. I wouldn't have been focused on them. I would have been focused on how sweaty my hand was.
Give me your hand. He did this, too. He did the... He did the rub your finger move.
That's
and
right,
was like,
angel.
That's
and
right, dog.
He was like, oh, shit, this is love.
Anyway, so yeah. We're sitting there in our seats. Like, people start making their way out. And then finally, I think the credits like end and we're like, all right, I guess we should go.
The theater was empty.
Yeah.
You guys both just sitting there kind of like.
Still rubbing my finger.
Just rubbing. Just like. Yeah,
it's like.
It's raw.
Chapped. It's chapped at this point. So anyway, we get up and we're walking out and like, I think I'm walking like ahead of you and I just like stop on a step and I like turn around and kind of like go in for it. And
this story's not cute, by the way.
Tana goes, what are you doing?
No, okay, listen. So he does stop, and then he doesn't just go in for it. He puts his forehead against my forehead and stops and just... And I was like, what are you doing?
Like,
yes, forehead to forehead for like a second. So I was like, he didn't just go in for like the...
I thought it was going to be kind of suave to do it that way.
No, like, no, that's what I'm... You were
you
trying to be...
Just...
You were trying to be like cute and romantic about it.
Yeah.
You didn't just like go in for the kill. You kind of like slowly.
Yeah, I had to make sure it was okay. You know, because I don't want to get canceled. Because you were 13 and I was 15. It's on the edge.
Wait, and you said, what are you doing?
That wasn't like pissed. I was naive and 13. Yeah. And I was just like,
you're right.
I like kind of giggled. I was like, what are you doing? And then he kissed me.
I remember I like have that night in my memory.
Called everybody in my contact list.
I was still dancing at the time. Yeah. And I was in dance class and I had missed like, calls from you. And I fucking called you back like right when I got out of class.
Yeah.
And you were like, Tucker kissed me.
No, I literally remember because dude, I literally called everybody in my contact list. I called my cousin, I called Marissa, I called you, I called
all my
friends. Because
I think
friends.
With like, well, I know I was with Kaylin.
Yeah.
Because we danced together. And I just remember being like, oh my God, Tucker kissed Anna. In the fucking halls
big
of
moment.
DC.
Oh man. That's really
that's
funny.
That's so funny.
We did not plan on talking about that at all.
I know. That's what I love about this podcast.
No, but that's so cool.
Yeah, it's funny because people probably think like when you tell that story that we've been together since then.
No, yeah, but we had like
three, 4 years. Like,
yeah,
we didn't talk at
where
all.
We did, yeah. had no communication.
And then you told that story the other day where like you were working at Jimmy John's, like cleaning the toilet.
Okay, I guess this makes sense.
Yeah,
to tell
ahead,
it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was homeschooled for like half a semester during my sophomore year of high school. And
it was only half a semester?
Yeah.
Felt like it was a whole year for some reason.
I know. It felt like a long time.
It felt like a long time.
Yeah.
Go ahead, though.
But it was literally only like half a... Yeah. No, not half a semester. Just like half a year.
Right. So one semester.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I meant. And so during that time, I got like a full-time job at Jimmy John's being, you know, just working there or whatever. And like we just said, I hadn't talked to Tucker for like 4 years at this point. No mm-hmm. communication. And then... I'm cleaning the toilets at Jimmy John's and my phone buzzes and I like check it and it's a random number and all it says is, hey. And I was like,
Fucking smooth, dude.
Isn't that good? Isn't that fucking good? That's like, you don't want to be too like overzealous. You want to be a little bit blasé about it.
That's super blasé.
So blasé. Like maybe too blasé. Like,
hey.
Hey. You should have my number already set.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Maybe I am a fuckboy.
Dude, you were. I'm not even, you were.
All right.
But, so yeah, I get the, it says, hey, and I respond. I'm just like, hey, I don't have this number. Like, I'm sorry. Like, who is this? And then you were just like,
I was like, oh.
No, I'm sure you, I'm sure.
I'm sure you were hurt. You were like, are you kidding? She deleted my number?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Cause I've had the same number since I got my cell phone.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've had the same number the whole time.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So if you still have my number and we haven't talked in a really long time, text me and I might have your number still.
Text me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's chat. Let's
you would
chat.
Post that on Facebook. Yeah. Text me, bored.
Text me. Dude, I love doing that. Looking through my Facebook memories. Those are always terrible. Terribly cringe. Especially this week. Like me, when my birthday's coming up, I was such a fucking douche.
Fuck boy once again.
Yeah. It's like, it's my fucking birthday tomorrow. You better post on my wall. Basically,
y'all,
that's what you wanted.
Have we talked about this? Y'all were definitely the people that did like for a rate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if we've talked about that.
Yeah.
I think we have.
And
but
then
and
like,
I never did
right.
it because I was so embarrassed and mm-hmm. like thought I
Some
was
people
such
were brutally
a loser.
Honest.
I thought I was such a loser that I was going to get zero likes and zero comments on it.
Dude.
And so I was like, it's not worth just having to do two people. So I'm just going to go ahead and say nobody.
That really just describes you as a whole. Oh shit. Okay, wait. So going back to that story. So I'm working at Jimmy John's, cleaning the toilet, get the text, and I say, who is this? And then he's like, it's Tucker. Immediately, I dropped that toilet
bowl.
And he went to the front and was like, I quit. Why do you quit? I don't know. I got a text.
Because I'm in love.
No, for real. Literally just, I felt like, I just looked at the text and I looked in the mirror. It's like everything blacked out. It was just like, like what's going on? My world has changed from this moment on. And that was it.
That was it.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super dope.
That's nice. That's real nice.
That's real nice.
But why did we start talking about all this?
I don't know. Because I think we got off on the tangent.
Well,
of
this is Tucker's episode.
Thing.
So I guess we're just
so
like talking about Tucker.
We should tell more stories about Tucker.
Tucker special.
Mm.
I don't know. Wow, that's
nothing came to mind immediately.
I know. I'm like trying to
What's
think.
Great
of,
about
like,
me? Nothing.
No, not like I'm
a pretty boring guy.
I'm just trying to think of like funny stories or something
I know, that's
that you've
what
done.
I'm trying to think of too. But.
What'd we do for my last birthday? Do you remember?
Well, we would have been
last birthday. Well, you guys would have been living here. I wasn't moved in yet.
Yeah,
we would have been like quarantine.
Yeah.
2020?
Yeah.
August 2020?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we would be like...
That's definitely
like still quarantined.
Big quarantine.
No, but I...
What did we do?
Because I was still working.
Did
and
we
it
go
would
do
have
something?
Been a, it would have been a Wednesday. Did we just do a pool day?
I don't know. I'm like, yeah, it had to have been something simple like
something,
that.
Did we go...
Did we even all hang out?
Yeah.
We had
probably.
To have because I was literally about to move in. Like,
yeah.
We might have just like hung out here.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Probably all we did because I
or
mean, what else
go?
Could we have done?
I'm like, I want to look at my phone.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we'll have memories tomorrow. We'll check that.
Yeah, true.
Oh, true. I'll have like a Snapchat memory that'll be like.
But yeah, sure. I don't know. The only like, the only birthday I remember like vividly that was like really fun was my 21st.
Yeah, that was.
What'd
fun.
You do?
We were in Vegas, so like, Scotty had a show at this place called Stoney's in Las Vegas, and we went there and. When I walked in at the time, like I wouldn't be 21 for another like 2.5 hours
yeah, two
or something.
Hours.
And so like at this place, it's such bullshit. They put like giant X's on
in
your hands.
Sharpie. Like the bouncer, if you're under 21, because you can be 18 and up.
Yeah, there's places here in Nashville that do that.
Literally, but the biggest Sharpie, just X on your hand.
But this guy, he didn't do that to me because he was like, you'll be 21 in like 2 hours.
No, there was an X on. I have a video and there's a big X on your hand.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so like,
going to a bar and having an X on your hand.
Yeah, but no, it was dope because like at midnight when I turned 21, like the bouncer came over and just like hand delivered me my wristband.
Yeah, yeah.
And he remembered and everything.
Yeah, because
my dad was performing.
He was performing.
Oh, that's right,
yeah.
That's right.
So yeah, like kind of everybody knew. So like he brought me my wristband, and as he did that, like Scotty was singing happy birthday to me on stage and shit, and everybody was singing it. It was pretty dope. But after that, like everybody knew I was 21 now. And dude, like when I tell you that like at least 10 different people came up to me with shots already in hand and tried to hand them to me. I threw like 7 shots over my shoulder.
Unless you were trying to die.
Yeah, I was like, dude, that's the thing about like, I will never do that to somebody on their 21st birthday. You know what I mean? Like,
force them to
my
get
my brother
like,
turns 21
ill.
Next year. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah, I want him to have fun. I don't want him to black out.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah,
you know what
you
mean?
Don't want to like forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My 21st birthday was so lame. I was in cosmetology school and working at a hair salon. And that whole day, I like, right when I woke up, I went and got my new license. Then I went to school until 4:30. Then I went to work until 8:30. And then I got a drink with a couple coworkers right after. That was my day.
Oh, man.
What the shit?
And then the next day, I went to school, went to work, and then I went to dinner with my dad. Like, it was like my 21st birthday was so lame. But then a week later, I went to Vegas. But like,
that's
when I saw. Because
I was going to say, that's
we
like.
We saw you guys.
Yeah, yes. That's kind of like when you and Tana kind of rekindled your friendship.
Yeah, that's when
basically.
Like really started talking again.
That's
I was
crazy.
Like, I'm in Vegas.
Yeah,
like,
and
let's
we almost convinced you to stay like another
dude,
night.
Dude, my dad, my parents will talk about that story and be like, you were so insane that day. There was no way I was going to let you stay, but you wouldn't let it go. And I was like,
we were convinced that they were going to let you stay.
I was so convinced they were going to let me stay. And then I remember like freaking out in the airport being like, I don't want to fucking leave. Like, I'm not leaving. Like,
dude,
I was like, I never see Tana. She moved here.
Yeah.
I want to stay and hang out with her. I can stay.
Yeah.
And like,
we had
yeah.
fun though. That was a fun. What did we do?
Riley was there.
Yeah, Riley was
it
there.
It was us
so.
Two or us three and Riley.
And then
yes.
Drew and Justin and fucking Drew got shit hammered.
Where?
But I didn't hang out.
That was not the story?
No.
She
didn't meet them until
I didn't
they
meet them
came
until they
here.
Came here when you guys were here.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
No, yes, it was just Riley.
Well, I remember
it was
Riley
just
was there
Riley.
For that. Like whenever we went and watched like the dirt bike thing. And like Riley was with us, and like Drew fucking like died in the car.
Oh, that was yeah.
Yeah,
that
but
was
that
before
was that same week.
Are you bleeping names?
Huh?
Yeah, we'll probably bleep their names.
I don't care to. I mean, they're not gonna watch.
I mean, yeah, they're not.
They're probably not watching.
Nobody
that's
here knows
true.
Who they are.
Yeah,
so,
that's
like,
true. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
What did you do for your 21st?
Remember, my parents threw me a party in their garage.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
Decked
tell
it
that
out.
Story. Tell that story.
Okay. Yeah. So it was really cool because I just
story.
Told them
you were in Vegas.
Yeah. And okay. I didn't really want to do the whole like go to a nightclub. I mean, you know me. That's like not my scene. Like, yeah. I didn't want
right,
to go to a nightclub.
Right.
Didn't really want to go to a bar. But I was like, I just want what I wanted was just like all of my friends and family to be there. Mm-hmm. And so I just kept telling them that. I was like, I feel like it'd be really cool if like you guys could just like turn the garage into like a little thing, because they had like that bar.
Oh, cool.
You remember the bar?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Did they take that? Did they move that bar?
The bar's gone now.
I think they got rid of it.
Yeah. They.
But
they
took
it
from Nashville to Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So we had that wooden bar. They
Damn,
like.
That's too bad they didn't. That they got rid.
I know.
Of
we
it.
Wanted them to
say,
keep
totally
it because I was like, dude, someday
it.
I want to put that in my house.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's very nice.
Okay, yeah, so I just kept telling them that's what I want. I was like, if we could just like turn the garage into something and just like have everybody here, like I just want everybody to be together. Like I just want to hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
And they were like, the whole time they were just like, I don't know. I don't know if we can make that happen. I think we're just going to do like a dinner, like playing it down, just like we can't do that. And then literally,
surprise.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the day of my birthday.
Bro, can I tell it from my perspective from this point on?
Yeah, you tell it from yours.
Okay, so day of her birthday comes. And we have the surprise all planned out. Like, everything's good. Like, everybody's going to show up like 30 minutes before me and Tana go over to their house. And so we're probably like an hour from leaving our apartment. And Lisa texts in the group message that includes Tana And it's like,
oh no,
what time is everybody getting here for Tana's surprise birthday party?
No, she said like direct.
She was like, when you get here, park around the corner so Tana doesn't see you.
Exactly. It was like that. Yeah. She was just like doing things to make sure that
that's
didn't get caught.
My mom would do.
And like, I get that text. I'm not even at home at this point. Like, I'm driving back from like the gym or something. I don't know what I'm doing, but like, I'm not home. I get that text. And then immediately I get a call from like Nico, and then I get a call from Taryn, like right after
Everybody's
that.
Like, delete the
and
message.
And they're like, where are you? Where are you? Can you get to Tana's phone? And I was like, dude, I mean, I'm on my way home. I'm going to try and get there as fast as I can. So I get inside, I grab Tana's phone, and it looks like it's already been opened, but I just take Tana's phone and like hide it and I delete the message, just, I don't know, trying. And I'm like kind of feeling her out, like
did you
about
know?
It.
Yeah, no, I knew when I saw
knew.
I saw the
she
message.
Knew at this point.
The message. Yeah. Damn, yeah, so, I was like, did Tucker pull it off?
Yeah, no. So I'm feeling her out at this point. And then like I think you just told me. You were like, yeah, I saw the text.
No, yeah, I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know that that's what they're
and then
doing.
So I was like, okay. You have to like pretend like
because they planned it from the moment that I said that that's what I wanted to do.
And they did so good.
They played it so well.
The one thing.
Yeah.
Just doing teeny
so
tiny
well.
Thing.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. The day of my birthday is when she blew the surprise.
And then so,
that's so funny.
Like we had this like dumb plan or something. Like when we got to the house, it was going to be like, Tana, do you want something to drink? And Scotty's going to be like, oh, I bought you a bunch of Trulies or some shit. Like, they're out in the fridge, like, in the garage.
Yeah.
And so Tana was like, okay.
Okay. Like, I dragged me went out to the garage. Yeah. I suspect nothing. Like,
yes. Went out there and opened the door, and like, everybody was obviously in there and shit. And she was just like, oh my God.
Did you play it off like it was a surprise?
For like half a second.
Half a second.
Half a second.
Too hard to act like
that. And then like, everybody was like, did you know? And she was like, yeah, I knew. Yep.
Oh, yeah, but it was a lot of fun.
I know. So now it's like our ongoing joke. Like, if there's a surprise, don't tell Lisa.
Don't tell Mama Lisa.
She'll blow it.
Oh, man.
Man,
oh,
that's so funny.
But yeah. But actually, since then, remember she pulled off the surprise of me and you going whenever Scotty was coming home and he didn't know? Whenever we went to, I think it was the Super Bowl at Shelley and Matthews.
Oh, that's
whenever
right.
We went to that. She
when
pulled
that
off.
When you guys did that surprise, because y'all are pretty good at surprising them. You've done it, what, twice now?
Twice, yeah.
That's twice.
Crazy that you've done it two times.
I know.
The first one was the best because we got everybody.
Yeah, that one like, nobody
even
knew
Taryn,
about.
Even Taryn, right?
Not even
yeah.
Taryn.
Yeah.
Knew. Yeah.
But the second one.
The second one was just like Lisa. Just, helped us do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my
just
mom
to, like,
helped us plan
Scotty.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the
that's
Super Bowl.
So fun, though.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's always great.
My bladder hurts.
Does it?
Dude, are we going to end the episodes
every
that
time,
way
just
every single
like,
time? The past two have ended
it's
with,
been me.
I gotta
it's
pay.
Been me saying I have to pee.
But no, I actually feel that. And
and we have a show
have
in
a
like
game,
30 minutes.
Have
we,
coming up very
we have a show in less than an hour, so we got to leave. But
I'm like, shit, I'm going to that. I should get ready, huh?
Yeah, I guess that's it. So this will probably be up like on my birthday. So wish me a happy birthday. Like,
yeah, if you could just subscribe and like
yeah,
this
subscribe
video
and like,
for
that'd be,
our
that's
birthday.
All I want for my birthday.
Also,
this channel.
You can Venmo me for Tucker's birthday gifts. It's at Tana-Alexander. If you just want to Venmo some birthday money to Tucker,
or just send
it
to me
we'll
directly.
Put it in the link. We'll put Venmo's in the link.
Yeah, yeah. Venmo's in the link. Buy us a beer.
No, I mean, yeah, you should if people want to.
Yeah, no, I'll drop my Venmo right here. It's right there. Just go ahead and shoot me like $2-3, buy me a drink. That'd be awesome. So anyway, thank you in advance for hopefully subscribing to the channel if you have not already and also liking the video. And we haven't mentioned this yet, but you know, hit that bell notification whenever the podcasts are up.
Smack it. Smack
so
it
you know
booty.
Right away. And so we can pump those views up whenever it starts. That helps us. And I guess that's it. Anything else from you guys?
No.
No.
Cool. So on that note, everybody have a great week. And remember,
you're good enough.